Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, and Irene is here, and where's here? Well, here is in your home, in your car, on your phone, how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. That's what we talk about on this show with my lovely wife, Irene, nurse practitioner, and we're going to be here with you for the next hour to try to help you. And, of course, this show is pretty much unbiased. It's non-judgmental. You want to know something about your health? It's simple. Just pick up the phone and dial the number 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or if you like the numbers, it's 855-376-4824. We'll be looking for your call, of course. And Matt at the helm today will put you alive just as soon as you give a call in. Well, how are you doing this morning, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a great morning. I had a meeting with some really neat folk that came from different areas in the East Coast. Buddies there, Mark and Joe, Chris, Anastasia. I got to give them a shout out because they're probably listening. Really nice people, not as nice as Anastasia was. We already concluded that. But great folks and part of an amazing organization that's going to be hopefully leading the way in what they call end-to-end solution. Basically, how do we get a patient to really find optimal health? And, of course, that's going to be derived through blood tests and things of that nature, which we're going to talk about a lot more on the show. I'm going to just tell you about an article I saw and see what your take is on it. Obesity. It's everywhere. Everyone talks about it. It's a big business. There are a million products. But then there was a study done that they looked at, and they asked a lot of the Americans, and 80-some percent of the Americans did not know. I don't know if this is true or we're just really, really dumb. I don't know what it is. They didn't connect the fact that being obese is going to cause increase in heart disease, which is unbelievable to me that they wouldn't know that. It does increase the risk of cancer, of course, diabetes and things of this nature. Why do you think that we have an article that's saying we don't know that? What do you mean you don't know that? Are we not teaching it in schools? What do you think's going on?
I think they talk a lot about maybe heart disease and obesity, but cancer, I don't hear much about that. People don't connect those two together. I don't know what people are thinking that cancer is related to. You know, they probably think it's about toxins in the environment, and a lot of people think it's genes. I hear it all the time. You know, my mom had this, my father had that, so I am predestined to have the same thing, but that's hardly the case.
Yeah, they said 87% of the folks they talked to didn't have any idea that there could be a connection between having cancer and, of course, having being obese, and even with atrial fibrillation, a funny rhythm of the heart. But interestingly enough, which I think that we should be aware of, is that these diseases, for a large part, and I know everyone wants to blame the genes, like you said, they want to blame the environment. We're responsible for a lot of our health issues, and we need to start taking responsibility. When it comes to heart disease specifically, we can definitely start looking at our weight, our lifestyle, and our change. And the same thing with cancer. Many of the cancers are initiated because of poor lifestyle choice. Now, people listening say, well, how's that possible? Well, if you think, there are 72,000 tears to the cells, and that's every cell's DNA per day, then you can probably realize that if you don't have the right environment in your body, sooner or later, that's going to break down and maybe cause a cancer. Well, that's what we're talking about today. The sound behind us means that we're going to be going to a break in just a few seconds. Our number again here is 855-DR-MITCH. Give us a call. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And, of course, you can see or listen to us every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 Eastern and on Sundays on The Answer. We'll be right back right after these messages. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. We'll be right back.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrativemed, consult, consult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch. My producer says I sound like I'm in an echo chamber. Echo. I didn't think so. But you sound good, honey, so I'm going to let you do most of the talking. I think that's important. We've been talking about a lot, as you know, this cognition, this brain decline that so many folks are having and worried about. And we talked about so many things and so many factors. This week, we talked about how the gut could be a part of it, having the wrong bacteria in our gut. We also talked about the week before how it's the gum bacteria that causes the gum disease may also be getting into our brain and causing a problem. We've talked about how ongoing inflammation may be a cause of a cognitive decline. And by the way, it's important for those listening. There, you may not be able to get these special tests that really can look at your brain, but we did describe a smell test that you could do at home. We did that last week. If you check back on one of the past shows, you'll be able to hear what it is. The other thing that you can do also is just talk to your maid or someone you work with, and if they're seeing that, yeah, you know what, you're as forgetful as you used to be, you might want to check into a few things. The number one thing that you could check into when it comes to a blood test, the simple blood test that checks for inflammation, a test called C-reactive protein, and you want to use the high sensitive one. So it's called C-reactive protein high sensitive. It's a very good test that looks for ongoing, low, continuous inflammation. It is a good sign, or what we call harbinger, like that word, of what's happening inside the arteries, and perhaps, of course, it could be the beginning of cognition or memory decline. Now, remember, just because an artery, you think of your heart all the time or your leg, there are arteries that bring the blood into your head as well. So we talked about some of these things, but I wanted to just reach out and say, well, there are, you know, there are foods that you can also eat that could help you. There are some great foods. If you can talk about some, Irina, you make them all, avocados.
Curcumin.
Curcumin. If you use the turmeric in your food, it's a great anti-inflammatory. Avocados, because it has a wonderful monounsaturated fat, it's amazing for the brain. Yeah, that's a great food. Any of the foods basically that can boost your memory are the ones that reduce inflammation. So by reducing inflammation, you are definitely going to be able to reduce the cognitive decline. And again, there's constantly new articles coming out about cognitive decline, and we're rightfully worried about it because that's important that we have our memories our whole life. My mom, God bless her, who is with God now, basically had her perfect mind until the last literally day of her life. And she was almost 94. So that's important. So we want to make sure that you understand that cognition, decreased memory, can occur from many, many sources. One, it can occur because you're not focused. Got it. It can occur because of drugs you're taking. That's right. Many drugs, if you look very carefully at the physician's desk reference, the PDR, you're going to see problems and difficulty with they can cause with cognition. The next is ongoing inflammation, especially if you're someone that loves high sugar foods, lots of inflammatory foods, don't eat properly. And then, of course, it's for those folks who don't take enough fluid in as well, especially water, because outside of fat, the water is an important part of the brain as well. And, of course, just the fact that as we get older, we don't have the same effect of our brain health that we did before. Circulation begins to get embarrassed. We don't do as well. So just remember all the possible sources, there's lots of things that you could do to maintain your memory. Some of them are as simple as just playing a game all the time, learning a new instrument, learning a new language, right?
Right. And this also has to do with obesity, because fat is inflammatory. So therefore, the connection with being overweight and all the other issues that we were talking about, like cancer and cardiovascular, stroke, you know, all this stuff that we see on everyday basis. I just wanted to also say that many of my patients, when they come to me and they want to lose weight, they don't really know where they're making mistakes. You know, they come and they say, oh, I'm pretty healthy, or I only eat one meal a day, you know, something like that. So then when I sit with them and have them recall like a day before what they ate and what they drank,
it's nothing like what they thought.
Yeah, right. They are shocked when I add it all up and show it to them. I had a lady last week, and she was, you know, just telling me what she ate the day before. It wasn't terrible. It was like oatmeal with some blueberries, little dates, and chicken. You know, nothing that you would go, wow, she ate really terrible. But when I added it all up, she ended up eating like 230 grams of carbohydrate that day.
Which is a lot.
It's a lot, because if you remember Atkins diet, which I didn't tell her to do it just for the comparison, you can only eat 20 to 25 grams of carb a day.
And the 20 gram of carb a day concept, and I knew Bob very well when he was alive, the problem is that if you are sedentary,
right,
the body only requires 20 grams of carbohydrates to maintain the insulin levels properly in the body and the sugar levels in the body. So if you're a sedentary, you're eating 250 grams of carbohydrates. That's massive. It's got to go somewhere. That sugar's right. Going somewhere. And then it goes to your, like, well, you know, your thighs, ladies, and your, you know,
liver.
Your liver, get fatty liver infiltrate, little things that can cut your life short. So watch very carefully. Now, one of the things they can do based upon what you just said is easy. You could either get an app, or just take your smartphone. Pretty much most of the country has a smartphone now. Just go to the smartphone and say on one of the, you know, one of the search engines, how many grams of carbohydrates in one banana, for example. And when it comes up 27 to 30 grams, then you start to realize.
And you're done for the day.
You're done.
You cannot have any more carbs.
You're done. That's it. You're completely done by that point. So I think that if you would just check one day, like you did for that woman. Mm-hmm. Folks would say, oh my gosh, I'm eating so many carbohydrates. We don't realize. Now, carbs are the best, and we start the carbohydrate addiction when we have kids. You know, we know how we do it. What do we say to our kids when they're small? Hi, sweetheart. Hi, darling. You're so sweet. And everything is, if you eat your dinner, I'll give you
a cookie.
I'll take you to ice cream. You know, grandparents do. All that. I mean, it adds up. There's a lot of carbs. And then, of course, you've set a habit. Habits take 21 days to break. So once you start a bad habit, it takes 21 days to backpedal and get out of it. But once it's a lifetime since you're a little child, you know, it's very difficult. And, of course, we're seeing obesity more and more now than ever before. More and more than ever, ever, ever before. So you're right. Go to the app, or get an app, or just ask one of the search engines, how many grams of carbohydrates? Write down everything you eat for one day, and that will do it. We have about 60 seconds before we're going to go out. When we come back, let's talk about something, how salt is so important, because we constantly go after salt, and we don't want it. We want to show you some really neat uses for salt. Will that be okay with you?
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, I'd like to do salt. I think that would be kind of cool. Call us at 855- Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. It's easy. Just pick up the phone. We'll talk to you. There is no judgment. Any question is good. And we're right here at CRN Talk Radio. And, of course, 96.1 1170 The Answer on Sundays at 9. We'll be right back right after these messages. Matt, you take it and bring us back soon.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
This is Dr. Mitch. Oh, yeah, I love the song in the background, Matt. I love this music. And I'm here with Irina. This is the Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. Now, our number here for any question you have is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Don't forget, if you have any questions you want to see or listen to reruns, you want any answers, you can send us a message, ask us a question, and we'll put it on the next show. Just go to imconsult.us. That's I as in island, M as in Mitchell, consult, consult.us. And that's how you can always leave us a message. But time to call us. Any question that you might have about medicine, we're always going to be bent towards the non-traditional or pretty much towards the way of trying to help you integrate and get the best and the healthiest possible result. And that, by the way, is not necessarily a medicine. As a matter of fact, it's typically driven in the exact opposite way. What we're going to try to do is show you how your cells can get healthy, what we call functional or cellular medicine. Anyway, I said we would talk a little bit about salt and some things that it could do that you might have not thought of. But the first thing I want to tell you is that you can look at salt as great for mosquito relief, believe it or not.
It's, what?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you can actually, when you get a mosquito bite, you know, you always think about what can you put on a mosquito bite, right? And one of the things you could do is take some salt. Just make a little bit of moisture to it, put it over the mosquito bite, and it takes a lot of that burning and stinging out. See, you didn't know that, right?
I did not know that.
So can we just go to find a mosquito and try it later?
Yeah,
just
mosquitoes don't bite you.
No, they never bite me. You're right. But I just thought it would be a great thing to give it a try. So I thought that would be kind of neat. You know what I mean? So if we can later, we can do that too. The other thing salt does, which I think is a great one for folks, you know how your shoes start to particularly stink by the end of the day for people that, you know, when they sweat their feet type of thing? I mean, you know, that happens. So one of the things that you can use is actually salt. You could put salt in the shoes and that actually stops the odors.
In your sock?
No, like in the shoe itself. Yeah, because it's a it's the shoe. It's,
ouch.
No, you know why. I mean, it's not the coarse kosher salt. I'm talking about the very fine salt.
Okay.
You know, that would be, that's what we're talking about. It helps a lot. But, well, let me do one more for, let's say, health. Okay, let's do an easy one. How about it works terrific, okay, for stopping fruits from going brown? Now, let's say you know how you have company coming for the night, right,
yes.
Honey? So you cut up a fruit salad, right?
Right.
They found that just a little pinch of salt stops that apple and those things from turning brown and looking pretty ratty. What do you think?
I don't know. How much salt do you need to put?
A pinch. Just a little pinch.
Okay. We
can try it. As long as it doesn't make your fruit salad, like, you know, ugly tasting, salty tasting, that would be good.
Right.
All right. Let me try one more.
Okay.
So... You're cutting an onion. Actually, you don't. You always make me do it. So I end up cutting the onion all the time. Okay, so if you want to stop, okay, this is good. Your hands from stinking from the onion after you've done your cutting and holding it, other than you can wear gloves, if you take a little bit of salt, rub your hands with the salt, and then wash your hands over, off, it works. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that I would try.
Okay. So there you go.
I just wanted you to talk a little bit about the salt. Like people think and the cardiologists tell them, you know, low salt diet, it's the best for you, blah, blah, blah. What's going on with that?
Well, I have to tell you, I think it's well overrated and most of it is pretty much on the nonsensical side. I think it's been shown over and over again. First of all, we have to know, what does salt do? So there is something in our blood, what we call solute, which is the solid particles. The one thing that actually holds the solid particle together in the blood is salt. What is it? Sodium chloride. So when people say, don't eat salt, right, you shouldn't eat excessive amounts of salt, but if you don't have enough salt, it is as dangerous as having too much. So you really need to get your blood tested and see exactly where your sodium count is. But that salt is important. And I love the pink Himalayan salt. That's my favorite. I love the taste of salt. I mean, I like salt with everything. I put salt on the salt shaker.
You do overdo that.
I overdo it, but I love the taste of it. Anyway, you're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina right here with me today. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH. Give us a call. We'll talk. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist, through a bunch of tests and colonoscopy, I won't bore you with the details, found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code FLASH for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch, and we're talking about integrative medicine, the marriage of traditional medicine alongside of natural medicine. And folks want that nowadays. They don't want to keep taking more and more medication. They're looking for a more natural way of doing things. They're looking to be more involved in their health. And this is the show that's going to help you. 38 years of doing integrative medicine. Four textbooks later, hundreds of articles, myself and Irina here with you to help you every Tuesday and Thursday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, and on Sunday at 9 a.m. right here at CRN1, and of course 96.1 picks us up on Sunday morning too. Call us at 855-DR-MITCH, that's 855-376-4824. Matt, let's bring up Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dr. Mitch. I was wondering how I would know if I am low in vitamin C and vitamin D. I was told that I should just start taking those supplements, and I didn't know if that was okay or not.
Well, that's a great question. Well, first of all, just taking a supplement just like this, you may be taking too little, too much, or you could actually interfere with other types of nutrients and cause a deficiency in one or another. So to answer your question in a little more detail, the vitamin D is easy. It's a blood test, a simple blood test, and the one you want to get is one that shows the stores of both vitamin D2 and vitamin D3. And that's called 25-hydroxyvitamin D. I know it's a mouthful, but if you tell your doctor you want to do a general vitamin D test called 25-hydroxyvitamin D, you're going to get to hear what exactly your stores pretty much are for your vitamin D levels. Now, I look at it very differently than most labs. Most labs are going to tell you, Kathy, that somewhere around 30 is normal, where really you have no optimal levels until you're somewhere between 60 and maybe even as high as like 110. That's where we see the most benefit. That's where we see the reduction in cancers. That's where we see the decrease in depression, improvement in your healing if you hurt a tendon, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the easiest way to measure vitamin D. Now, if depending on the level is going to make really the answer of how much to take pretty much dependent on that. But you should be aware it takes 5,000 to 8,000 units of vitamin D just to maintain the level you're at when you check. And it takes 10,000 or more to raise that level to this 60 or 110 that's optimal. Now, as far as the vitamin C, yeah, it's not that easy, is it? Now, the vitamin C, the best thing that you could do, there are blood tests for vitamin C, but because vitamin C varies, and it does so quickly during the day because it's water-soluble, whereas vitamin D is fat-soluble, doing a vitamin C blood test would only be for the moment. Now, let's say you took a vitamin C an hour before. You may find it a little better than if you do it 3 or 4 hours after that. So my suggestion is to take a urine test. There's a simple stick that many integrative doctors use. It's a little dipstick, just like when they check your urine, but this is specific for vitamin C. And what you could do is grab your urine either first thing in the morning or midday. We can dip it and you can literally see what your vitamin C excess is. And we should always be, if we have enough vitamin C, we should always be putting excess in our urine. And remember, vitamin C is so important to detoxify toxins and keep our white blood cells healthy and things of that nature, that it's really important that we always have a very good excess in our body. The maximum amount of vitamin C that we store is only 1,500 milligrams. That's it. So once we use up that storage, we start to get less and less. And of course, many people walking around, believe it or not, with almost scurvy levels of vitamin C. So that's how you test that, by just a simple dipstick. You can ask your family or doctor about. Pretty much they probably won't have it, but they can go find one. It is out there. And the vitamin D test, I would hope, I can't say always, but I would hope that the general internist, family doctor pretty much know how to order that blood test, the 25-hydroxyvitamin D. Did I answer your question?
You did. Is there any way possible that I wouldn't have to take that and I could eat something instead? Is there a way that I could get that more from fruit and vegetables, or no?
Well, you can get vitamin D from egg yolks and, you know, cod liver oil and things of this nature. And they sometimes try to fortify milk. But I think the danger of doing that outweighs the benefit. So trying to get enough vitamin D where there's 200, 300, 400 units when you need 5,000 to 8,000 just to maintain a level and get 10,000 or more, it's better to get a good vitamin D product like something that's made, for example, from lanolin. Lanolin is the oil in sheep hair. They get soaked from the sun, and as it gets soaked from the sun, it actually enhances the vitamin D level, and it's very good. It's very clean. It's just a little bit of an oily taste, but you're only going to do maybe, you know, 4 or 5 drops a day, and that should do the trick. As far as vitamin C is concerned, you could eat oranges and lemons and things with vitamin C, but here's the problem. Oh. To get a decent amount, you're going to have to eat so many, your carbohydrate load would be so high, and again, the risk would be much greater than the benefit. Make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes, it does. Yes, thank
Irina,
you so much.
You're welcome. Stand by 1 second. Irina, what do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say it's important to try to get it through your diet, the vitamin C. You know, you should not just say that they need to take supplements, but through the diet and supplementation both. For vitamin D, also sun exposure is important.
The most important. Yeah, if you want the best vitamin D, there's no question that the sun exposure is the best. And that means pretty much 85% of your body being exposed for 20 minutes, somewhere between noon and 2 o'clock, about three times a week. That would give you enough. Now, of course, everyone's concerned about all the other risks, but that's the best vitamin D, and then you can't shower for 12 hours. So think about that. Oh. I guess you can run around wherever you are in the sun between 12 and noon in a little teeny itsy beanie, whatever, bikini. Thank you, Kathy, for calling. You're listening. Thank you. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Now, if you call us just like Kathy did, we're going to give you frank answers, direct answers on how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. Check out the website at imconsult, imconsult.us. And, of course, right after these messages, we'll be right back to let you know some of the toxic chemicals that you're getting exposed to. Dr. Mitch, we'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
We're back. This is Dr. Mitch, Irina with me, talking, look good, feel good, have great sex. Give us a call. Don't be shy. Just do it. 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And we'll talk about what you want to talk about and help you out. Now, you might have heard about things called endocrine disruptors. It's a long word. Endocrine disruptors. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it?
It does. What does it mean?
You're an endocrine disruptor. I want to call someone an endocrine. I'm going to call after this. I'm going to call the guys back I had a meeting with today. I'm going to just call Mark and go, "You're an endocrine disruptor." He'll go, "What?" You won't have any idea what I'm saying, but you know, it just feels good to say it. Endocrine disruptor, you are. Anyway, it is a serious topic. Endocrine disruptors are products, things that you breathe, you touch, you put on your skin, you wash with, that actually interfere with the endocrine hormone system. Got it? Now, you think, well, what do you mean? What could that be? What are those things that do that? Well, one of the major problems or products that do that are things that have plastic in them. That's why you should never drink from a plastic bottle. They're called phthalates, and it's not TH, it's PTH. It's phthalates. And these phthalates are in pretty much of everything. You now see, if you go to the store, oh, it's bisphenol A free. It's, you know, that's all good. But they make the product with many, many different types of plastics. It could be A-free, but it could have B, M, N, Z. There's a whole bunch of other phthalates or plastic products. Our money, the American money, 95% will give you a phthalate in your bloodstream, or actually a plastic derivative. Shower curtains that are plastic will give off a phthalate into your blood system. The receipts that you get from many machines when you go to the gas station, etc., also give off this phthalate, these plastics.
How about mattress?
Well, the mattress also gives off a lot of, you know, these foam mattresses?
Right.
They're feel, we have one, right? We like the way it feels, but they outgas for probably 10 years.
Not good.
Not good, really. You're sleeping in toxic. We're eating. We're sleeping. We're just in a really bad toxic environment. Then people want to go, I eat so clean. You remember that expression? I eat clean. I don't know what that, like, we wash the food or something. I don't know. I eat clean, but how did I get this particular problem? How does one get these problems? Well, you're getting the problem because you have all these other things that are coming into your life. Even the linings of cans, like in tuna fish and things of this nature, often are a plastic lining, and they leach into the food. What about water? When you buy a water in a plastic bottle, if it's too hot or too cold, that plastic leaches even more. And of course, the old sunblocks. If you're not getting a sunblock that is natural, organic, I assure you, they are endocrine disruptors. Yes, they are. They're loaded.
The way you said it.
I thought I saw that pretty. Wasn't that good, honey?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Endocrine disruptors. I'm going to call people endocrine disruptors for the rest of the day. Anybody
but
I meet.
You know what? People can be that, because if they stress you out, another hormone that releases cortisol, if you are dealing with people that are stressing you out.
Well, they could be stressing me out, but you're not stressing
endocrine
me.
Endocrine disruptors.
I'm going to call them in. Anyone that stresses me today, I'm calling them an endocrine disruptor. They're going to say, what? What do you mean, Dr. Mitch? I said, oh, you're an endocrine disruptor. Anyway, that's one thing. The other problem, other things that we have, is if you're not eating organic, you're getting a ton of pesticides that are on food. Now, I understand sometimes the organic farms are next to the other ones, and la, 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 I got it. But it is best for us to try to minimize our exposure to these toxic elements, and eating foods that are not organic do have pesticides, they do have fungicides, and definitely they do cause endocrine disruption, let alone they cause lots of other disruptions. And one day we'll talk about glyphosates, you know, the antifungicides, the Roundups, these things. They also interfere with the life cycle of the bacteria in our stomach. And those bacteria are very much important as far as their symbiotic relationship with us and help us feel good and look good, for sure. They have a lot to do that. We can talk about that. The other thing is flame retardants. I don't think people realize carpets, furniture, clothing, you know, a lot of them have flame retardants. They're called brominated flame retardants. And these also get into our system and our children. Remember, the younger we are, the older we are, the more you drink, the more infirmed you are, then these endocrine disruptors do more and more damage. So no one's perfect. Well, maybe you are, honey. But I mean, no one's really perfect. But if you're perfect, even on a good day, you're getting just lots and lots of these things. You don't realize it. That's why I'm trying to bring it to light, that many of these things can cause problems. Like, for example, the chemical we were talking about before, the BPA, bisphenol A, or any of them, which are the plastic derivatives, they turn calories into fat. So a lot of the folks that you're helping, that you're talking about, remember we were talking about obesity earlier right in the show, they're going to have problems because they're going to have more fat just from getting this plastic. And when they recently looked at all the children that are being born nowadays, pretty much all of them have these plastics in their urine, mercury in their urine, toxic things. How in the world are we going to not expect our cancer rates, which they are now, 50% of the population? Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's terrible. But I always talk to my patients about trying to avoid toxins as much as possible.
That is important. I avoid toxins, too. But your food's not toxic. I just want to say that naturally. Your food is excellent, hun, and it's not toxic. Call us at 855-DR-MITCH. We still have a segment left. We'd love to hear from you. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. That's how you get us. Call us. I'm waiting. I'm sitting here right here at CRN One Talk Radio. Come on. Give me a call. Come on, Matt. Get us back quick. We'll be right back.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Okay, we're back, and for the last segment, I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina along with me today. We're trying to help you to have a better, optimal life, and any question, of course, is welcome on our show at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Vitamin D, we talked about a little earlier. Remember, we got a caller. Kathy said, you know, what about vitamin D? And we don't realize in the past couple years, there have literally been hundreds, if not thousands, of articles written on vitamin D and its importance. Once in a while, you know, they give a naysay type of article, but pretty much the articles are very positive for good levels. We used to think it was just a vitamin for rickets years and years ago, and pretty much you don't even know what that is because you're too young, but it was a bone disease, of course, and vitamin D, we found if you had enough, you wouldn't get it. It's actually the disease of a really severe absence, if not complete absence, of vitamin D, like vitamin C would be scurvy. But the recent things have been showing, there's a brand new article, too, that says that with vitamin D, there's now a clear, not just, but a clear relationship between vitamin D and glycemic control. Glycemic control is sugar. meaning that as we get older, we become what's called insulin resistant. The pancreas still produces insulin, not as good as it used to. We lose about 1% per year of our life. So by the time, let's say, we're 50, you lost 50%, 60, 60%. But what else happens is that the cells don't recognize the insulin. The receptors don't recognize it. And that we call insulin resistance. That's what we call. And that happens. So one of the things that's recently been noted is that vitamin D increases insulin sensitivity and improves pancreatic beta cell function where insulin is made. And they looked at 680 Brazilian women ages 35 to 74, and the goal was to see if it made a difference. And they found that there was a very, very good significant. The article basically says the higher your serum vitamin D, the lower your blood glucose levels. So when you're talking about doing things for sugar, which so many people listening have a problem with, whether you're borderline diabetic or diabetic, whether you're taking natural substances, eating properly, lower carbohydrates, more proteins, dropping the junk stuff out of your diet, or taking medicines, vitamin D should be part of the pact and part of your protocol. With an article of this nature saying that there is a inverse relationship, the higher the D, the better the control of your sugar, it makes so much sense to be using vitamin D as part of the your normal armamentarium of these things. That's my opinion.
I think it's interesting that you brought this up, because I've noticed that in my patients with diabetes or prediabetes, their vitamin D levels tend to be very low. Is it? What's the relationship there?
There is, because basically they're saying, there's a couple of things that are almost always low, Irina, that we see when it comes to a patient has diabetes. You can pretty much guarantee their testosterone is going to be low.
Yes.
You can guarantee their vitamin D is going to be low. Now, was the vitamin D causal? This article saying could be a relationship at least, maybe not causal, but a relationship. So if you have low vitamin D, it makes sense to bring it up, especially as we age, especially if you want better insulin control.
Well, have it checked.
At least have it checked. And remember what we told Kathy, 25 hydroxy vitamin D, simple, cheap test. Make sure your internist or family doctor takes care of it. Until next time, go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. And you'll be able to leave us a message. We'll be live again on Sunday right here at CRN Talk Radio at 96.1, 1170, The Answer as well. And we're here at beginning at 9 a.m. That's Eastern, or 6 a.m. on your Pacific. God bless everyone. Until next time, we'll see you soon. I'm Dr. Mitch and Irina.
Enjoying all